142 million global streams on the entire track list. 142 million streams. Are you kidding me? Hey, what is good, everybody? Thank you so much for watching this video. It's your boy Tony, and today we are going to analyze a little bit more a marketing campaign that has been done for a music artist that you might know. He comes from the UK and his name is Bon Iver, and I've got the campaign right in front of me. And because it's always good to, you know, have all the insight and everything. And what we're gonna do here is not trying to replicate it, all right? We're not here for that. What we wanna do is look at a campaign, because obviously that's a big budget campaign, and at your independent level, it's probably not possible to do it, but that's okay. The thing is, we want to see what happened, see the breakdown, see the results, and take insights from them. Can we do something about it for our music marketing strategy, right? So, very easy. Let me give you the campaign breakdown first. We're talking about a budget of over $25,000. So indeed, you probably don't have this amount of money right now, which is all right, but that's not what I'm talking about. Here we want to do something, and you're going to see that, in fact, it's not that crazy of a budget if you think about it, but at our level it is, right? Okay, very well. So the Indian's demographic was literally from 19-year-old to whatever. Whatever, sky is the limit, right? And the audience gender was just 50-50. There was both male and female listening to him. And the location was global. And this is the thing. So for the new album, right, in 2019 of Bon Iver, what they did is that instead of releasing the entire album right away on digital streaming platforms, the DSPs, they were, what about, since we have a lot of people all around the globe, all around the world, since we have people, you know, in India, we have people in the United States, we have people in Europe, we've got people there. Well, how about we take the world, we divide in time zones, right? Time zones, like, you know, this right now in France, it's not the same time that it is in New York, it's not the same time in India. I'm not making you learn anything, but sometimes we forget about that. When we release something, by definition, it's available only to a portion of the world, because one portion of the world might be already sleeping and the other one might be starting to sleep, and another one is just awake, right? But we forget about that. Sometimes we just want to release the thing. Now, I'm addressing this to people that have fans all over the world. It happens, right? Sometimes you are a Mexican artist and a lot of your people are listening to you from Denmark. It happens, right? So let me give you the result that they had, because that's what they did. They decided to launch the album, but not fully. They released track by track, and every single time zone had a specific track, which means that if you were living in New York, you had one song, and if you wanted to listen to the second song, you had to wait for, let's say, I don't know, Texas to have his own time zone with his own song. And if you wanted to listen to, I don't know, another song, you had to wait for Japan to have one. So that's what they did. And hear me out, here is the result. The result was absolutely crazy. We're talking about 142 million global streams on the entire track list. 142 million streams. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's exactly what just happened. And on top of it, they had a different release from the, you know, the actual physical album release and the digital, but that doesn't matter, because who buys CDs anyway? It's all about that streaming thing. And that's just because, like, that is just because we're able to be digital that we can do that kind of campaign. And as a matter of fact, this campaign, this thing was unique. That was the first time in the world that it happened. And it's not like they pushed that fact. It's just that they just released it like that. They didn't push saying, hey, every time zone was gonna have a new one. No, people from all over the world were like, okay, how come I have this song but I don't have the other? How come I don't have the whole album? What's going on? And so people started to talk about it, to talk to other fans about it. There was a Reddit for the artist, for Bon Iver, that was made, and there was a lot of people, and they all talked about it, and they were like, hey, I listened to this song, that was good, and people were like, what? We don't have that song in New York. Why? And stuff. And they were like, because time zones. So that was pretty interesting, and, you know, Bon Iver are currently playing their largest shows to date, on top of it. Because from this, it's just it just blew up, right? So what insight can we talk from? Can we take from that? So the thing is, let's say that, as I told you, you're an artist, right? You are, I don't know, based in the UK. Let's take the same example here. You're based in the UK. But you also realize that 50% of your people on Spotify are following you and they are from Los Angeles. But you also realize that in Australia, so on the complete opposite of the world from Los Angeles, you have like 25% of the fan base there. Well, that would be strangely amazing if those two fan bases could have different content. And I'm pretty sure that this is something you can do. All you gotta do, technically, is go on DistroKid or whatever platform you are, dispatching your music on, and you go there and you schedule your release. As simple as that. Let's go for Spotify, right? Because that's the one you wanna do. You plan that ahead. You do that like 1 week prior to make sure it's gonna be like already sent to the store and like it's gonna be, you know, well done and everything. And from there, you're like, okay, well then, I don't know, Los Angeles is gonna have it at, I don't know, like 5 p.m. And Australia is gonna have it at their 5 p.m. You know, that makes a lot of sense. And you see what happens. Will some song perform more than others? Do you want to plug the banger that you made more towards Los Angeles? Or, well, actually, that's interesting because let's say on your album, you have different tracks that are very different in terms of moods and genre. It can happen. You might have one if you're in rock music or metal. You might have a ballad and you also may have a very hard banger, right? Like headbanger thing. And so how about the people in, let's say, Australia are not really a fan of headbanger, so you release the ballad for them, and for Los Angeles, you go for the full dirty thing. That can be a strategy. Let me know in the comments if this is something that's relating to you. Is that something that say, hey, well, you know what? Maybe I should try that. Are you going to try that? Let me know in the comments. Leave a fat thumb up if you enjoy this content. And until next time, you have a great day. Take care.